Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Wednesday, April the 28th, 2021, and I have the honor to have Charlene on, a nurse, and also Joe, Professor Joe, and we're going to have a discussion about these shots, these vaccinations, they call them, and what their real agenda is. And now, Joe, I want to bring you up first for a moment, because we talked off the air and about the situation as far as a front going on as far as the voting irregularities there in Arizona. Would you explain that?
All right. So people like Daniel McCarthy have brought about a suit, and they're doing a recount because Daniel McCarthy and his group watched the planes come in from China with the fraudulent votes. And that's what they're after, and that is what the Democrats are trying to stop. But on top of that, it's a double entente of diversion, because the one thing that runs Arizona is land fraud and narcotics. That is where everything starts here in this state. And one of the things that Daniel McCarthy said, because he's been on top of this, that the vote fraud thing is going to be stretched out past 40 days. And right now, what they're doing is that Governor Ducey, whose real name is Roscoe, not Ducey, has lifted the mandate. Everybody thinks this is great, but what they're doing is that individual places like supermarkets and things like that can say to you, you have to wear a mask because that is private property. They can do it. And the deal is, in these masks, it is Morgellons. And everybody thinks that this is going to be a great thing. Ducey is the great guy. He is not, because he knows what's exactly in those masks. It is Morgellons. And Charlene has a lot to say on that, which is scientific evidence that this doesn't just go back just recently, but it goes back to the Eisenhower administration. Now, let me tell you something. Daniel believes that nothing will come of this. I believe him because I've seen this before. They think, oh boy, we're going to really have a change because we're going to catch them. They're not going to catch them because the real issue is cyberspace. That's where the fraud happened. It happened, yes, in the ballot, but it happened in cyberspace. That's where the fraud is. So that kind of tells you they're playing a game here. And the game is that they want everybody to get the kill shot and to wear the mask. Second, they want to get in this new guy by the name of Lopez, who is a functionary of the cartels. Remember, the cartels are Americans on this side. And that's the issue that's really going on. That's the real thing about vote fraud. That's the real thing about the mask. So, Charlene, come on in and tell them what you have found concerning Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Well, he signed that the deal back in 1958 for Dr. Barbara to come up with these hydrogel nanoparticles that is in the mask and that's in the vaccine. He's the one that signed it in 1958. And these nanoparticles that are in the mask and in the injections, they act like nano antennas. Now, the DARPA hypodrel forms blood clots within a few seconds after you get this injection. And it starts to attack your red blood cells. This is how bad this is. I was reading how bad this is. It's so bad. It goes for your pineal gland and at your third eye. Now, the electromagnetic field, the shape of crystals determine the type of hydrogel used. crystals are conductive due to the lithium contained in it. The crystals can receive the signal from the transmitter to the cell and transmit signals from the cell to the transmitter, the Vernier antennas. The PCR tests are even worse because both also have the hydrogel in them, and they are actually nano antennas. What the stuff that's up on, like on the test, the PCR test, they're little specks of dust, and they're actually magnetic. And that's how they control them. And they move once they get it up in your nostril, into the nostril membrane to puncture the blood-brain barrier. That's what it's going up for, is your pineal gland. And this was, I'll read you this. The PCR test and concluded the test swab that they jam up your nose all the way to the brain are implanting DARPA hydrogel in your body. DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, a research and development agency of the United States of Defense, responsible for the development of emerging technologies for use by the military, originally known as the Advanced Research Project Agency. The agency was created on February 7, 1958 by Dwight Eisenhower. The DARPA hypergel and lithium block and destroy the pineal gland and cause the thinking person to become a controllable bio-robot. The hydrogel is a carrier of an active substance. Its task is to get the substance into the body at a pre-desired place. And why are they doing this? So the DARPA hypergel is a key component. These are actually nano antennas to connect to the 5G and allow the global elite to literally control people like robot beetles. And the DARPA hydrogel is also deadly to human blood cells. When used in conjunction with lithium, they're highly toxic, can destroy the pineal gland. And that's what they're after. And if your pineal gland is not open, you don't have your spirituality. That's when you start to become a spiritual person and start to look for God. And that's what connects you to God, is you open up your third eye. Now, why do they want to close that and destroy that? So you don't believe in God anymore, so they're trying to destroy our belief in God? The shit gets worse because there's actually tests and studies that are doing, and it's really bad. I mean, the people that are dying, it's out there. They have the frontline workers' testimony on vaccinations. So if anybody wants to go and look for it, it's called A Brief History of the Future. I'm sorry, Frontline Workers' Testimony on Vaccines and Vaccinations. Okay, so when you go into this, they tell you how many people have died, and they show you everybody that's been dying. Right now, what's going on with this hydrogel, they have a spike protein in it. And what the spike protein does, it goes after them and starts killing all these blood cells. Now they're talking about shedding. When you are an unvaccinated person and you're around somebody that's been vaccinated, all these people are starting to get sick. People have actually died. There's a mother who got her vaccine and she was breastfeeding her baby and the baby died. And there's all kinds of people getting miscarriages, blood clots. It's really disgusting what's going on. The one doctor, the girl's blood clots were so bad, and she took pictures of it. It's actually her uterus lying in the toilet. So this is how bad these shots are. And so right now, there's 40,000 people that are damaged by the vaccines. One in every 51,000 are dying from it. Right now, there's 3,000 people dead from it.
Now, they've got a total of about a third of the people, is what the government's claiming, have already received the vaccination, at least the first one. Many of them haven't gone back for their second shot. Why is that, Charlene? Because they're getting sick or they're dying?
Yeah. They're getting sick or they're dying. The vaccine, once they shoot that into you, in the test, there's a report up on Day of the Nation. Five doctors testify that the COVID vaccine is a bioweapon. And they added, I advise everybody to go watch it. The five doctors are talking. It's Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Larry. The video's called Alert. The vaccine is a bioweapon. Five doctors testified. And they're saying the same thing that I've been saying. Where one doctor, Dr. Terry Magi, she's sitting there saying that the vaccines are doing the same thing. They're using the 5G, the Verizon, the Wi-Fi, your cell phone. And the cell phone is actually irradiating you. No. And it's acting and with the vaccines to destroy you. And a lot of people are going to start buying things.
Now, Charlene, send me a link later after the show to that site, because I couldn't find it yesterday. I went and hunted all over, and I couldn't find the link, but if you do that for me. Now, Dr. Tenpenny has her own website, and she's got quite a bit of stuff up there, Joe, doesn't she, on this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She is the one that is the commentator on this.
Okay, so you can find her, Dr. Penny something, Tenpenny. It's spelled T-E-N-Penny, P-E-N-N-E-Y. Anyway.
And who came up with this plan was a brief history of the future. And I was telling you that it's a book, and the dude, of course, is a Jew. Okay? A brief history of the future by J-A-C-Q-U-E-S. Last name is A-T-T-A-L-I. And you can download the PDF and read yourself. But he was hanging out with Henry Kissinger. And when he's a eugenist, and he's the one that came up with this, how to destroy us and this nanoparticles and
okay.
destroy our country.
And Henry Kissinger is a fallen angel possessed, alien possessed human being. He's one of the Council of 12, they call him, the 12 disciples of Satan. The heavyweights here in America. Now, I know that because of Super Spook. Otis Johnson telling me about the alien connection and that there's 200,000 of them that are registered with the National Security Agency, of which he worked for his death. He worked with General Flynn. He died 2 weeks. General Flynn was arrested 2 weeks after Otis was murdered with Stonar, the West Star satellite system run by Daddy Bush and E-Systems out of Dallas. Now, Otis said 200,000 of them are registered, and they cloned 10 million out of Hope, Arkansas. Now, Rodney Bowers with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette was going to do a story on this. I'd reported to him about it years ago. That was back in the early 90s. He never was allowed to publicize the story. A lot of things they couldn't publicize, but they did Iran-Contra. Now, so credit where credit is due. Eisenhower's granddaughter, by the way, folks, is out here, outspoken, his great-granddaughter. She talks about the evil. She talks about the fact that her grandfather was forced into what was called the 1952 to 2012 Alien Agreement. Now, John Lear's confirmed that, because John Lear was the son of Lear Jets. His father owned Lear Jets and sold Lear Jets and took the contract in 52 to build our flying saucers. They built 150 flying saucers between 52 and 1958 when he started talking to people about what he was doing, and he was forced out to complete the operation. But they had already done over 100 and some odd flying saucers. There were 150 in our arsenal. That's top secret. By the way, they're parked in several locations around the country. Groom Lake is one, or not Groom Lake, but near Groom Lake is one of them, the Air Force Base out there, S-4. Now, Eisenhower's daughter speaks about the fact that he signed this alien agreement, and that was where they give us invisibility. You can go and look at the Montauk book, series of projects, Space Time, where they sent kids into space-time, put the OG meter, OG meter, top secret again, put it on them, and they used the Tesla technology. If you look at Nikola Tesla, our scientist that was handed all this by J.P. Morgan to develop, and he didn't, and it went over to Germany, and Joe can kick in on this one, and Adolf Hitler.
Stop right there, Stu.
Yes.
Because we don't want to go too far down the path, because we don't want to get away from what Charlene is pointing
okay.
out.
Okay.
Go ahead, Charlene. Do you have some more?
Well, there was a study in Sweden, I think it's Shovik, and they're going after them for the nanoparticles on the test swab also, and they're calling this a genocide. And I think Ireland is going after them for genocide. It's so bad in Israel that 3,000 Jews died from the vaccine. And thousands are permanently disabled. They're paralyzed.
Now, that was because Bibi Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, ordered that everybody had to be vaccinated by the end of March, of which he accomplished. Go ahead, Charlene. Charlene?
And so, they went to these lawyers, and they're taking the court case. They're actually suing Israel for crimes against humanity. For the new Nuremberg crimes. And what was that? Hitler and them testing on humans. They're not allowed to be doing this. And these shots are not FDA approved. And so this is emergency. This is an untested vaccine, and they're using it on the human population.
And
these people, they're lining up and getting these shots. They're all going to die. Either that or they're
going to
be a bunch of crazy people.
Now, it's like, okay, they're testing, the test of vaccination, they use rats and so forth to test on. So, in other words, and guinea pigs. The human race right now is the rat and guinea pig. And they're laughing at everybody that's stupid enough to take it.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, too. They're killing out the stupid and the dumb people, the idiots. The useless people that are stupid. So those are the ones that are taking it. Those are the ones that are going to die.
Okay, now, people out here that have God, believe in God, really do. I mean, I've seen a lot of these preachers now saying, oh, you got to get the vaccination. God would want you to. I mean, those people don't have the Holy Spirit. They don't see what we're seeing and what others are seeing, these end times that we're in. Now, Joe, you mentioned once you believe it was a plague. About, what, 10% of the population dies from this? The plague?
Well, they're talking about the Klaus, I can't remember his last name, that did the World Economic Forum. They want to bring down the population in the United States, particularly among white people, down to 100 million, I think. 100 million.
And we've got 300 and we got 3.2 million.
They have to find a way to do it, and they did. And this is why Daniel McCarthy was saying this thing in Arizona concerning the vote, because I've said before, they think that they're going to come, something's going to come of this, and it's not. The most important thing is that Ducey has said, I'm lifting the mandate, but it's up to the individual proprietors whether to require a mask. And they're not going to do that. And they're trying to get through legislation that says no to that on particularly that venues like basketball games and things like that. But that in itself is a ruse. And that's why Daniel is saying the issue is this COVID vaccine. The issue is the COVID vaccine. That is the way that they're going to gain their power. Because Tim Denny has said, between now and the next 6 months, you are going to see a big die-off. And that's why he said this election thing is a ruse. Nothing will come of it.
Now,
and unfortunately, people, I have many friends that said, no, I'm going to take the COVID thing. I don't want to hear it. So unfortunately, the issue is COVID, and they have to destroy the population, particularly among the whites, to 100 million. And this is connected to the absolute, absolute invasion that is happening on the border. People have no idea, no concept of the devastation that is coming up on this. In one day, 10,000 people crossed the border. 10,000. And now, law enforcement is fighting the cartels on Highway 8 because that is an avenue of which the cartels are bringing their loads and their people across the border. Highway 8, which is like about an hour north of the border. So this is why Daniel McCarthy is saying that this is the ruse and it's to cover over and not pay attention to the COVID thing here in Arizona.
Now, I want to bring up something because you mentioned the cartels a few times. The one that runs the show down there, and this gets you in trouble. His name is Frank Nitaris, and he's out the Indian Reservation. He's Jeb Bush's partner in crime. He's the largest narcotics dealer in the United States, and he operates off the Indian Reservation where they built a casino as a cover because of all the truck traffic that they bring the drugs in. Just thought I'd throw out there for you DEA agents and FBI agents and U.S. attorneys that might want to do their friggin' job. It's Jeb Bush and his partner, Frank Nitaris. Right there in Arizona. It's the biggest haul.
Okay, Charlie, did you have any more thing to say?
No.
Okay, I think we should bring the show to an end, Stu.
Okay, I want to mention that this evening, folks, and I saw him on TV last night on the news. Joe Biden, this fraud, child molester, whatever you want to call him, he's supposed to address the Congress and Senate tonight, joint session. Now, this will be the first time, and he's going to be talking about his COVID plan and the whole bit. Listen to him, because what he said yesterday was, oh, it's free. The shot's free. We got a third of the population. We got to get everybody vaccinated. It's free. You got to take it. If you take the shot, then you don't have to wear the mask in public. If you got your COVID shot, we're going to get rid of the mask, he says. Watch it tonight, folks. Hope you listen to the show beforehand. But that said, Joe, I want to thank you. And Charlene, I want to thank you both for coming on with me.
What this shot is the mark of the beast, because that's what they're implementing. And all these Christians that are taking this shot, too bad for you, because guess what? You sold your soul to Satan when you took that shot.
Because it does.
Now you're disconnected from God.
It has the chip in it.
Because your pineal gland is what talks to God. That's your spiritual person. And so all of you that received this mark of the beast, the Bible told you and warned you about it, that if no one receives the mark and receives the mark of the beast, they will not be able to buy nor sell. And that's what they're telling everybody. You don't take this shot, can't get this passport, you can't go buy, you can't sell, you can't travel, you can't do nothing. And you are all going to sit there and bow down to it. Too late now. You know, and I don't think they got 100 million people or a third of America vaccinated. I don't think so. Because I've seen one state, where they're offering $100 savings bond, United States savings bond, if you go get the vaccine. So if it's been so successful, why are they offering people $100?
That's interesting. Charlene, do you want to close this with a prayer? I know yours. Okay. With that said,
I think we ought to end it right there, Stu.
With that said, have a good evening.